Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everyone. Amen. We greet you tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Thank you for joining us tonight. Praise God on the Prayer News Network. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And actually, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. To text someone, call. Amen. To let them know that the Prayer News Network, praise God, is on the air. Praise God. Amen. We praise the Lord tonight for you, you, and yes, you. Glory to God. Amen. Another day that the Lord has allowed us, praise God, to see. Amen. We are so grateful. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord brought us back. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Together. Amen. And to call and to praise and to lift up his name. Amen. And to tell of his goodness. Amen. And we are just so honored. Praise God, tonight to be here. Praise God, amen, tonight. Amen, hallelujah. Praise God, to enjoy Jesus. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen, nothing like, praise God, amen. Pastor, amen, my pastor would say nothing like, amen, God, peoples, amen. So we praise God tonight, amen, for you, you, and yes, you, tonight, amen, for being with us. Glory to God. Amen. And we pray and hope that your day has been a blessed day. Hallelujah. Good day. Glory to God. Amen. Because every day, amen, gets sweeter and sweeter. Amen. Than the day before. Praise God. Amen. So we praise the Lord tonight for you. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Give you enough time. Praise God. To get settled. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen, hallelujah, to call someone, text someone, amen, glory to God, your friend, your neighbor, your enemy, praise God, yeah, your enemy, amen, glory to God, amen, I used to hear a song, amen, back in the day, praise God, amen, break up to make up, glory to God, amen, so whatever, praise God, it was situation, it was, amen, between them, amen, glory to God, amen, it's time now to make up. Amen. Call them and let them know. Praise God. Amen. The Prayer News Network, praise God, is on. Amen. Glory to God. It'll change your whole life. Hallelujah. Bring a new meaning in your life. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. That they will not leave this place the same way they came. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. They'll be in the right place at the right time where great things happen. Amen. On the PNN. Glory to God. Amen. So we thank God tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. For Evangelist Bradley. Praise God. Amen. The host. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Allowing us. Praise God. Amen. To come tonight to be your co-host. Amen. And we just thank the Lord. Amen. We just have so much to thank the Lord for. Amen. Glory to God. If I was you, I'd just go ahead and shout it out now. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Because he didn't have to do it. But we're so grateful that he did tonight. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And we just praise him. Amen. For all his goodness, all that he's doing. Praise God. Amen. And we realize, amen, things are changing every day. Hallelujah. Amen. News, news, news. Glory to God. Inflation. Gas prices going up. Glory to God. War. Amen. Ukraine and Russia. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Killing in the land. Hallelujah. No jobs. Glory to God. Amen. Homeless. Hunger. Hallelujah. Amen. That's what the Bible said. There's a famine in the land. Praise God. Amen. But it's for the word of God. Amen. Glory to God. So we're praying. Hallelujah. For each and every one. Glory to God. So much to pray for. Praise God. Amen. So we ask you, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. Glory to God. We serve a risen Savior. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And his name is Jesus. Amen. And we're going to Amen. At the end of the service, praise God, before the end of the service, we're going to give you telephone numbers, amen, to where you can get a copy, amen, of the service on tonight. Amen. We have been truly blessed. Praise God. Amen. For what our ears have heard, heart has felt, all these sweet testimonies, even how the Lord healed them. Glory to God. Faith, keep the faith, stand still. All of that, praise God. Amen. It's very encouraging right now. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. So whatever, praise God, you're going through, you're in the right place at the right time. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And to our, even all of our listeners, our advisors, hallelujah, we praise the Lord for you, you, and yes, you. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. To all of those that are listening, amen, if this is your first time, praise God, we want to say praise the Lord to you. Amen. You are among families and friends. Glory to God. Amen. Maybe a different time, amen, that you're listening, a different day. Glory to God. But I want you to know we appreciate you. Hallelujah. Amen. For joining us on the Prayer News Network, not just one time, but all the time. Amen. Just come back anytime. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And be with us and fellowship with us. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And also to Blog Talk. Praise God. Amen. To all of our listeners. Amen. We could go on and on. Praise God. To how far. Glory to God. Amen. The Prayer News Network is reaching souls, reaching peoples. Amen. Nations. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. As the scripture said, amen. Ears have not heard. Praise God. Amen. Eyes have not seen. Amen. Glory to God. What the Lord is doing for the Prayer News Network. Praise God. Amen. And we're just grateful. Amen. And honored that we are part, amen, of this moving ministry. Glory to God that is taking place. Amen. Hallelujah. To Canada, Bermuda. Glory to God. To Tolia. Amen. China. Hallelujah. Nassau, Bahamas, Nigeria, South Africa. Amen. All over the United States. Amen. Glory to God. And we just praise the Lord tonight for you, you, and yes, you. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Because it is what it is. Amen. No sad news, no bad news. Amen. Glory to God. But it's the Prayer News Network sharing the good news. Amen. Uplifted hearts, uplifted minds. Amen. Bring, amen, a word to bring salvation. Amen. Hallelujah. To bring peace. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. To bring healing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. In times like these, we need a Savior. Hallelujah. Thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah, amen. So tell your neighbor, tell a friend, amen. You're in the right place at the right time. Don't touch that dial. Stay right where you are. Glory to God, amen. Don't want you to miss nothing. Amen, because God got a word for you tonight, amen. So we praise the Lord for you tonight. Hallelujah, amen. And to all of our, amen, glory to God, amen. To all of our late, amen, glory to God, to the late Apostle S.D. James, hallelujah, amen, hallelujah, that had prepared the way for so many, glory to God, amen, left a good legacy, praise God, but mainly, praise God, he left the word, amen, glory to God, amen, hallelujah, amen, to follow, to stick with it, amen, glory to God, amen, for the words that the word have I hid in my heart, that I may not sin against thee, amen, and we praise the Lord for our leaders, amen, those that has gone on to sleep, amen, glory to God, and those that are still on the wall, amen, we say stay on the wall and don't come down, praise God, hallelujah, tonight, amen, to Apostle, amen, Samuel Hutchins, praise God, amen, presiding Bishop K.A. Tina, amen, and also to Apostle, amen, D.G. Taylor, glory to God, amen, to all of you, amen, all of our leaders that's on the line, God bless you. Amen, tonight, amen, hallelujah. Just let go and let God have his way tonight, praise God. Again, thank you for joining us, amen, and we're getting ready, praise God, amen, to go, praise God, amen, to the throne of grace tonight, hallelujah, amen. As you praise God to draw your hearts and minds in tonight, praise God, amen, and we ask, praise God, amen, missionary fan, praise God, as she will come on the line tonight, amen, and to sanctify, amen, the line. God bless you, missionary man.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
The recording has started.
We're asking each and every one of us to come in tonight, hallelujah, and let's get on one accord where we can touch the throne of grace tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, boy God. Glory to your name. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you this night, Lord God, giving your name the praise, the glory, and the honor, Lord God. We come before you this night, Lord God, asking you to look down upon us this night, Lord God, and have mercy upon our souls. We come before you tonight, Lord God, asking you to move tonight on this line, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, to move far and near, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We come before you tonight, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to look upon us tonight, Lord God, and forgive us for every sin, Lord God, for every all our iniquities, Lord God, all our transgressions, Lord God. We come before you, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, that touch us tonight, Lord God, touch our mind, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Forgive us, Lord God, for anything that we even thought that wasn't like you. We come before you, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart tonight, Lord God, let it be acceptable unto you tonight, Lord God. And we come before the throne, Lord God. We come before you tonight, Lord God, asking you to move this day by your spirit and by your power, Lord God, on each and every one of us tonight on the land. Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to have your way tonight, Lord God. We ask you right now, Lord God, to so with us tonight, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, just to, Lord God, let your word, Lord God, come forth, Lord God, powerful, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that it may burn sin, that it may save, Lord God, that it may deliver, Lord God, that it may heal, Lord God, this night in the name of Jesus. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to move, Lord God, in a mighty way tonight, Lord God. You did it once, you can do it again, Lord God. We come expecting, Lord God. We come expecting, Lord God, for you to move. We come expecting, Lord God, for you to answer, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, every prayer, every petition, Lord God, that come before you tonight, Lord God. We expecting you, Lord God, to move on our behalf this night, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We asking you tonight, Lord God, just to have your way, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Have your own way, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to bless your word, bless your mouthpiece for the night, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to receive whatever, Lord God, the woman of God bring forth tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We asking you, Lord God, to touch our ears that we may hear. Touch our hearts, Lord God, that we may receive in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask you this night, Lord God, to have your way. We thank you right now, Lord God. We magnify you. Look on Mr. Bradley tonight, Lord God. Touch, Lord God, in a mighty way, Lord God. Supply every need, Lord God, according to your riches and glory, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We come, Lord God, and say thank you. We come, Lord God, and say we magnify you. We come, Lord God, and say we just give you the praise, the glory. We give you the honor, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for being such a good Father. We thank you for being, Lord God, such a wonderful, Lord God, Savior. In the name of Jesus, we magnify you, Lord. We glorify you, Lord. We lift you up tonight, Lord God, for you are worthy, Lord God, of every. You are worthy of every hallelujah. You are worthy, Lord God, and we give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor tonight in the precious name of Jesus. And we thank you, Master. We thank you right now, Lord. We glorify you right now. We lift you up, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, in the precious name of Jesus. Amen, Jesus. Amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen, amen. We know you got to feel better now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. Thank you, missionary. And praise God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Beautiful prayer. Glory to God. Amen. Prayer changes things. Prayer changes people's situation. Prayer, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Nothing's like prayer. Hallelujah. Amen. So we praise the Lord tonight. Praise God. I don't know about you, but I'm ready. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. If we're going to ask, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Sister Miriam Holland. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. She's going to come. Amen. With our scripture. Amen. For tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Sister Mary tonight. God bless you.
Praise the Lord.
Praise him.
Give honor to God, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ,
yes.
To Evangelist LeBron, to Evangelist Bradley, to our PNN prayer wards, to our PNN advisors, and to all of our listeners. I will be reading from the 5th chapter of James, the 7th through the 12th verse. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husband waited for the precious fruit of the earth, and has long patience for it, until he received the early and latter rain. Be ye also patient. Establish your heart, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Grudge not one against another, brethren, lest ye be condemned. Behold, the judge standeth before the door. Take, my brethren, the prophets who have spoken in the name of the Lord, for an example of suffering, affliction, and of patience. Behold, we count them happy which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. But above all things, my brethren, swear not neither by heaven, neither by the earth, neither by any other oath, but let your yea be yea and your nay nay, lest ye fall into condemnation. Blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of God's holy word.
Amen. Thank you, sister. Amen. Mary, praise God. Amen. For the scripture for tonight, amen. Glory to God. Amen. Somebody just need to shout, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. We are grateful tonight. Praise God. Amen. Another day. Amen. Another night that the Lord has allowed us to come together. Amen. And to lift his name up, praise God. Amen. There is no other place I'd rather be. Amen. But in the presence of the Lord. Amen. So we praise the Lord tonight. Praise God. We're getting ready to move on. Praise God. Further into the service. Praise God. Amen. Tonight. Amen. And amen. As they say, praise God, it's word time. Hallelujah. Amen. It's word time on the PNN. Praise God. Amen. And we're getting ready, praise God, to introduce to some. Amen. And present to others. Amen. If this is your first time. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hearing our speaker. But tonight, praise God. Amen. None of the minister, Olive Brooker. Praise God. Amen. A woman that will, can, do. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Minister, speak. Amen. She's a reacher. She's a preacher. Glory to God. Amen. She tell it just like it is. Amen. Sound doctrine. Praise God. Amen. So we want you to know, praise God, amen, tonight I love her, I enjoy her, teach it, praise God, amen, amen. So we praise the Lord tonight for Minister Ollie Brooker coming to us, praise God, amen. She's also the singer, hallelujah, amen. But we thank God for the PNN, praise God, amen, tonight, amen, and her, amen, glory to God, amen. So we ask you, praise God, amen, to get ready, praise God, amen. We introduce to you, praise God, and introduce to others, present to you, and introduce none other than, amen, one of the advisors, praise God, amen, for the PNN Press New Network, amen, Minister Ollie Brooker tonight. God bless you, Minister Ollie. God bless you, amen. The platform is yours.
God bless you, Evangelist Barnes, God bless you, God bless you, God bless you, Minister Bradley, God bless each and every one of you all tonight in your respective places. I do honor the Lord tonight for being ahead of my life. I praise God for the Holy Ghost. I bless the name of the Lord that I'm able to hear you one more time, your voices. It means a lot to be able to hear. And I thank God for the apostles everywhere. And I bless the name of the Lord for all of the prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, and so on and so on. I praise God for everyone and everything that he has put in place in the earth. I bless the name of the Lord for him being who he is. Number one, I praise God that he is who he is, and I bless him for that tonight. And I praise God for all of your apostles, your prophets, your evangelists, your pastors, your teachers. I praise God for minds. I bless the name of the Lord. I praise God also for Bishop Randolph, and I also bless the name of the Lord for, I praise God for those also. And I bless the name of the Lord for the fellowship, and I praise God for open arms. I bless the name of the Lord for Apostle Taylor. I praise God for him. I praise God for him and Bishop Tina. I praise God for Apostle Huggins. I do. I praise God for Bishop Apostle S.D. Jane that gone on to be with the Lord. I bless the name of the Lord for our teaching, our upbringing in the word of the Lord. I praise God for everything that was taught to me. I bless God for rebuke and reprove. I thank God for the saints tonight. I praise God for this just another day that the Lord has truly kept us. And I pray not to be before you long. I bless the name of the Lord for you all taking time just tonight that we may fellowship, that we may break bread together, that we would just come together just to hang out just a little bit and just to glorify the name of the Lord. I bless the name of the Lord for the song that said, this is just another day, that the Lord has kept us, that he has kept us. And after keeping us, we still have a mind and it's still on Jesus. Regardless of what you face today, regardless of what you're going through today, we still have a mind to bless the name of the Lord. And I thank him for that. Now, Father, I am indeed grateful. And I am indeed thankful unto you for this day, Lord God, that you made. And we have rejoiced and still live rejoicing, and we're still very glad in it, regardless of what we're faced on today. And, Lord, regardless of what we may face later on. But at this appointed time, we come to tell you thank you. We thank you for your people, God, throughout the whole universe. We thank you, Lord God, that you have set everything in place. And, Lord, we're grateful that you sit high and you look low and that you do behold good and evil. We thank you. We thank you, Lord, that it's nothing that escapes you. We thank you. We praise you that there's an appointed time for everything under the sun. And we thank you that you got a book. And you are writing in the book. And every deed, good or evil, we got to give an account of it. And for that, we said thank you. It's absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing will slip your eyes, nor your ears, or you're not aware of. For that, we said thank you. We thank you that you see what's going on around the world. We're grateful to you because we're in those days, Father, that men would rather believe a lie than the truth. We're in those days, God, they call it right wrong and wrong right. But nevertheless, you still go on. And you change not. And for that, Father, we come to tell you thank you. Now, Lord God, we want you to have your way tonight. We want you to move by your spirit. Because, Father, we understand it's not by power and it's not by might, but it is by your spirit, says the Lord of hosts. So, Father, you move as you see fit. In the name of Jesus, I approach the throne of grace, asking that you assemble certain in such a, oh, God, that lies within us that we don't know about. And that may be things we know about. We ask you to wash us, purge us, and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Lord God, do it for your name's sake. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And I know, Lord, that your word will not, cannot return unto you, Lord. For that I said thank you. Now we ask you to have your way. Send your word, God. Send your word to Ukraine. Mm-hmm. Send your word to Russia. Send your word to Putin. Send your word to the president of Ukraine. Send your word, God, to the UK. Send your word, God, because that's what's going to make the difference. It's your word to the U.S., these United States of America. Send your word, Father, because it's your word that's going to make the difference. It's your word. Send your word. But in the meantime, let us not faint. Let us not be disheartened about what things are going on. But let us draw now. Let us draw now unto thee, O Heavenly Father, in your Son Jesus' name. Let the word have free course now. Amen. And thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. If I were to choose a topic tonight, the topic would be God is still God. Regardless of what you see and regardless of what's going on, God is still God. God changed not. God is still God. If you're feeling on the edge, he's still God. If you're worried, he's still God. Still God. If you are uncertain about your life, your livelihood, he's still God. God is still God. If you're fearful and sometimes feel like your faith gonna fail you, he's still God. This fear can be very powerful, saints. It's one of Satan's tools that he uses to put fear in our heart. When we see so much going on around the world, it wasn't enough for the pandemic. It wasn't enough for the pandemic to take out thousands of millions of people. Such a thing as the Russia, and they make war with Ukraine. But see, nothing happening that God don't already see. It may take us by surprise, but nothing take God by surprise, saints. But we have the power to overcome anxiety, being anxious and living in fear. God is still God. Because God's promise is sure. God promises us sure. Despite what we feel, we need to be reminding ourselves that God is in control. God is in control. Oh, the gas prices, high the gas prices is, it was prophesied that it would be. So some of it shouldn't catch us unaware. But I understand if it catch some unaware. But if we understand the scripture, that we have into labor and sorrow. It's just what it is. It is what it is, saint. But he still left a promise that, lo, I would never leave y'all, nor I forsake you. I would go with you to the end of the world. And I will provide for you. I will see you through it. If you just delight yourself in me, if you trust me, if you look unto the hill for which cometh your help, knowing all, not some, but every bit of your help comes from the Lord. He has made the heavens and the earth. He made everything that in it. And the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. They and all that dwellers therein. He's still God. When everything around us just that feel like it out of control, we can that God has been who he say he is and will be sovereign over our life and the world. He's still God. God is our peace. He's my peace. God is your comfort. He's my comfort. God is in control. We may think we are. We make these figures, how many other figures you make, and whether we take it and use it wise or not use it wise, God's still gone. And he says, oh, sluggards, consider the ways of the ant. Don't be wasteful. But consider the ways of the ant. Because the dollar's gonna lose its value. Is it not we don't believe what the word has said? Or are we just not in heed that we think it's for some of us? It's right up on us. But there's a hiding place, and it is in the Lord. He's the rock of our salvation. He's our hiding place. He's our sustainer. He's our keeper. Yes, that's all we'll need here. But still keep the faith until the end. Regardless of what you got to go through, still hold fast to his word and his promises. Struggling, still hold fast to what the Lord said. Tell him what he said. You said that you my shepherd. And I didn't have to want. Forgive me for misusing and abusing the funds that you blessed me with. Forgive me, Father, paying what I should have paid. And now I'm in a crunch. And Lord, I got to get to this job. And gas is skyrocketing. But since you're the way, you truth in your life, I'm still going to trust you. I'm going to depend on you to provide and make a way. Why? You the way. You my way. Somehow, some way, God, you're going to work this thing out. I don't know how you're going to do it. I don't know how you're going to do it. We get these cars that burn a bunch of gas. They beautiful. They beautiful. God knows they pretty. But when it comes to getting to and fro, beauty got to go out the door. And that going to give you your money worth. Because some you put gas in these vehicles, time you get it in there, it's gone. Because the engine is ass. Take a whole lot to run it. That's why we got to count up the cost. We have into labor and sorrow. We have. I'm going to say to us tonight, God is still God, and he changed not. Matter of fact, he says, 1 Samuel 3:12, he told us he's God. I am. You know, Revelation tell you also, I am Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was. Now he said, look, I want you to hear me well. Who I am, Alpha and Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. I am. I'm God. I'm God. If I don't kill cancer, I'm still God. If I don't kill diabetes, you got to know he's still God. If I don't heal you, you got to know he's still God. He's God. And we have to tell him no matter what happened, Father, you're still God. Hey, you're still God. And he says, okay, since I'm still God. And I change not. I'm the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. I need you to be still and know that I am God. Settle yourself. Hey. Don't be anxious for nothing. Slow down. Take the load off. Close your eyes and meditate. Cast your cares upon him because he cares for you. See yourself. You're so down. You sit down, but you have slowed down. Why you say that? I'm glad you asked the question. Because your mind is just racing all over the place. And we get too much on our plate that we can't eat all the food we put on our plate. And sometimes you overeat. You overput too much on your plate. And you kind of eat all the food off the plate. excuses. See, with man, things are impossible, but with God, all things is possible. All things is possible. Everything we take hope to us and everything we get ourselves into, it's not God's fault that we got ourselves into it. It's our fault. But we got to have God to get us out of it. He said, now I need you to sit down, Arlie. Take a load off. Be still. And know that I am God. Regardless if 10,000 fall on your right, 10,000 on your left, I still want you to know I'm God. Death can be all around you. I want you to know I'm still God. And I change not. And my name will be exalted among the heathen. When I finish, not only you going to know I'm God, the heathen going to know I am God. Why? And I will be exalted in the earth. Because the heathen going to run up on his real God. Yes, sir. The God of Abraham. The God that was in the beginning. The God that made the heavens and the earth. The God that says, I am that I am. That God that divided the Red Sea. He's God. He ain't changed. He's still God. He's God. Just take a load off and be still. Settle down. Settle yourself. Pray without ceasing. Fast and seek me. He said, do it early while I may be found. Because it's going to come a time. It's going to seem like I'm so far from you. But that's the time you got to know that you could trust me because I'm walking right beside you. Not only am I walking beside you, I'm walking in you. And yea, though, I walk through the valleys of the shadow of death. I feel no evil. That's what these people say in Ukraine. I'm not going to fear. No, I didn't start it, but I'm going to fight. It takes courage to do. It takes determination. It takes a willingness to stand up for what is right. And yes, sometimes it's casualty. And yes, your life is going to be put on the line. What you going to do? Oh, we can preach and teach now. But when it comes that day, when you dare to open your mouth, what you going to do? When it comes that day, tell you, don't say a mum in the word. Will we still declare that he's gone? Will we still proclaim he's still gone? Regardless of what befall me, none. That in this world, if I lose my life, I gain it again. If I do it for his name's sake and for his righteousness' sake. But for my foolishness' sake, I may have to stand alone. Still gone. He said, my thoughts are not your thoughts. Nor my ways your ways. Says the Lord. I'm just paraphrasing. Coming from Isaiah 55:8-9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither my ways. Neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than yours, and my thoughts than yours. So what he's saying to us, let this mind be in me, that is also in Christ Jesus. Let this mind, you got to let it be in you. Let it be in you when temptation. Let this mind of Christ be in you when your body's racking the pain. Let this mind be in you when you're going through the trials. When you're going through manifold temptation. When you're going through for his name's sake and not foolishness' sake and our stupidity's sake. But when it's for his righteousness' sake. And we just be steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. That we lose our life for his name's sake, we'll get it again. We'll get it again. Mm-hmm. It's our, his ways, not our ways. Our ways, not his ways. So we have to learn what is his ways. Take on his ways. He said, put on Christ. Put him on. Put him on that we may know him. Mm-hmm. That they may know that you alone, whose name is Lord, are the Most High over all the earth, that we may know that you alone, that you alone, whose name is Lord, are the Most High over all the earth. Psalms 83 and 18. That we may know that he's God. Some of these people in this here, what? That's been created for them by the opposition. They, those that gonna survive and those that will not survive, their family gonna know that he was God. He's still God. Still God, no matter what happens, he's God. And when you think that you gonna that you have conquered everything, then when God, you come up against God's people, he's gonna have to step down and show us the enemy. I'm God, and I told you, touch not that. I warn you before time, touch not, handle not. They don't have to fight in this battle because I'm going to fight for them. I don't care how many saints you got, how many praises you got. Even in Ukraine, I'm going to have a people, even in them, that going to serve me. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He's still God. That they may know he's God. That men may know. That men may know that thou, whose name alone is Jehovah, art the mighty, art the Most High over all the earth. That men may know that thou, whose name alone is Jehovah, art the Most High over all the earth. He's a Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Makudesh, Jehovah Salom, Jehovah Rapha. He's God. God is with us. That's what Jehovah means. God is with us. He's God. And he wants men to know who he is. He's God. He is God, and he changed not. And this is eternal life, that they know you, that is eternal life. This is eternal life, and this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, who you have sent. God just wants us to know who he is. He's the only true God. And Jesus Christ, whom we have sent, he's God, saints. God allowing things to happen to get you ready, make you ready. Minister Levis getting ready to get up out of here. Ian, his brother, told me that he wrote a, first he was trying to tell him. He was in transition. And he didn't understand what he was trying to tell him. And he was trying to write something in his hand. He didn't get it. So he got a piece of paper, let him write it, what he wanted to say. He said, God is still God. Hey, even at the end, hey, thank you. He was able to write it. That God is still God. Even at his end, God allowed him the strength and the mobility to say he's still God. Still gone. Can't do much talking.
he's still God. Even in death, he's still God. In life, he's still God. He's still God. He don't change. We change. We change. God don't change. He said, have you not known? Good question. Have you not heard? Awesome question. The Lord is the everlasting God. Everlasting God. The creator of the end of the earth. He is still God. I'm the beginning and the end. I'm the beginning of all things. I am the end of all things. I am he, even before Genesis got created. He's still God. He God. The Lord is the everlasting God, end of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He don't get weary. And he told us, don't be weary and well done. Don't be weary and well done. Don't get comfortable. Told us don't faint. We can reap the harvest if we faint not. If we faint not, saint, it's a time for us to gird up our loins in truth. Time for us to lay aside every weight in the sin that do seize and beset us, those things that seem like it's not important. It's time for us to wash our hands of all filthiness. It's time for us to let this mind that also implies Jesus being us, get our mind renewed. Us to get a heart of God. It's time for us to let God create within us a clean heart and renew within us a right spirit. It's time for us to get our house in order because he's God and he changed not. And he's on his way. He's on his way back, he told us, when we see all these things going on. Ah, we hear all the troubles and stuff. He told us to stand in a holy place. Stand in a righteous place. Stand. And when you don't know all you can do, he said, just stand. When you don't live all you can live, he said, stand. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. When you're gone, who else you can go? Just stand. Mm-hmm. Just stand. I'm God and I change not. I'm still God. Thus saith the Lord, the Redeemer. Uh-huh. Who formed you? Uh-huh. From the womb. I am the Lord who made all things. Not some, all things. Who for who been it? For mine. Who alone stretched out the heavens. Who spread it out the earth by himself. Isaiah 44 and 24. He's God's strength. His ways is unsearchable. He's God. He changed not. Men are serving with your lips, but your heart is far from you. Why you say that? I'm glad you asked the question. When I say one thing with my mouth, but my life don't come up to what I say. Well, when I profess and proclaim him with my mouth, but then when you think no one looking, then my lifestyle do not measure up with what the word says. And when I go to the house of God and I do all crap in my hand, we got it down pat. And when you do all your dancing, we got it down pat. When we come and we do our singing in the choir, we got it down pat. Oh, then we sing good today. Oh, then the kind of catch up. Uh-huh. But my lifestyle has not come up to what I profess out my mouth. Neither have my lifestyle come up to what I'm doing that man is beholding. And then you wonder, Why, Lord, it seems like it is? Good question. Even though you'll go through some things, examine yourself. I ministered, left us, and we went to the home dorm. And I said, Lord, if I could say one thing about him. See, I got to, it says, if any man desires the office of a bishop, because it is an appointed office. If any man desires the office of a bishop, this is what the word said, this is what the word says, and I am in agreement with what it says. The Bible declares that he says, let him be the husband, of one wife. That's what it says now. And I'm not going to take it back. And he says, let him be the wife, the husband of one wife. Is that what he not said? Did he not say? If a man is at an office of a bishop, to let him be the husband of one wife. One wife, not two or three. I'm just saying what the word says. If we got a problem, take it up with the Father. If you got an issue, take it up with the Father. I didn't write it. I'm just a messenger. Not that I got one in the, I got a, my lady in the choir, and I got one over there in the, what you call it, on the prayer band. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. He says, any man desires the office of a bishop. Uh-huh. Let him. Qualification. Office of a bishop. Let him. And then he said, keep it learning. It's a faithful saying. If any man seek this office, let him. It's a good word, saint. It's not a bad word. It's a good word. If he desires, God says, let him be the husband. I didn't say it. A one wife. And he said, not only that, he said, you got to be blameless. I didn't say it. To be diligent. You got to be sober. You got to have good behavior. And give it to hospitality. He got to be apt to teach. Need to know how to teach. Not given to wine. No, sister. Not greedy of Sister Lucas. But he got to be a man of patience. And then not broad, not covetous, own house well, have his children in order. Mm-hmm. But so if a man knows not how to rule his own house, how shall he take care of the church of the God? That's a good question. I didn't say that now. This is what the word says. And I looked at this man of God that was put to rest. That homecoming. I said, God, I grew up with him. God, I can't find no fault in the man. From growing up in school, I have not found no fault in him. And when I knew him, he married a woman that he went to school, high school. He didn't go with her, but they was married. His name went out there in the street. He was sober. He had all the qualifications that the Bible says. That is in a man desires that office. It's a good office. It's a good office, saint. But he says, check the qualifications. Till you qualify. When you go get a job, don't you have to, don't they tell you qualify, overqualify, or underqualify? They check your qualifications. So you think God just going to drop something in us or on us? And we do not have good qualifications. Oh, we can pick up some things on our own and do it. Because he said, don't let us take hold to the gospel. And then we snatch back. I know he don't have no prayers in us. I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. We got to make sure that our life is in line with what the word says. And if our life was not in line with what the word says, what God says, examine myself to get it in order. We got to get it in order. Because if we don't, then he'll have to tell us to depart from him. I know you're not. If the man wants to marry you, if he don't want to, stop staying with him. If I stayed with him for 20 years, I was good for 20 years, I should be good enough to be married. If you ain't got no ring to put on me, that's fine. Time to do it right. Time to do it right. We're going to have to answer to God. We're going to have to answer to the Lord. And if the woman don't stay with you for 20 years, and she won't divorce the man, what you with me for then? We can't move forward because we stuck like Chuck. God just like a man. He's trying to draw us, trying to pull us through. And some man is stronger than others. And some strongholds are stronger than others. I ain't got no hell. I don't have no heaven to put up in. But I tell you, there's qualification to get in. There's qualification to get in. Homemonger is not one. Fornication is not one. Lying is not one. Sowing seeds of discord, definitely not one. Because many are going to say, didn't I do this in your name? He'll say, yeah, you did. You've done a great job. You've done it in my name. Mm-hmm. But you didn't repent and turn. That's because, he's merciful. God is a good God. He won't do this. God ain't going to do this. Okay, let us keep thinking that. Mm-hmm. God means what he said, and he says what he means. He's still God. Remember the former things of old. That's what he said. I am God, and there is no other. I am God, and there is none like me. Isaiah 46 and 9. But there is one God, and there is one mediator between God and man. God and man. The man Christ Jesus, 1 Timothy 2 and 5. So we got to turn, saints, from our wicked ways. Time for us to turn now. Time for us to turn. Because every man got to give an account of the deeds that done his own body. I'm not going to answer for yours. You ain't not going to answer for mine. But I'm going to have to answer to God. And we can't go before God and say, this has stood him away. Because he's going to say, you did run well, but who hindered you? And I told you that I'll be with you always. I didn't tell you other people where I told you I would be with you always. And I told you, fear not. He saw us, saints. And we got to lay aside things that you've been holding on for 20 years. You got to forgive. You got to let go. You can't walk into newness if you can't give up the oldness. Can't get a new glory if you're not willing to mix yourself under the mighty hands of God. That he may get the best of you out of you. That we may come into him, hey, and put on Christ Jesus. That we may know him in the power of his resurrection. The world waiting on us. If a 10,000 can put so, if a 1,000 can put so many to a flea, 10,000 can put so many to a flea. I'm not talking about talk. I'm talking about the work, the lifestyle. Come up to the word that it can be spoken and manifest. That man can be able to see his glory. That man can be able to see his power. And that man will fear him again and repent and turn from their wicked ways. And accept the Lord Jesus Christ as a personal Savior. That God has come unto me. All ye that laid in heaven laden. Come on. I give you rest. Come on to me. You can lay your burdens down. Lay them burdens down. You can lay them down and rest. Let me lift this heavy load. I'm ready. All I'm asking you to do is trust me. All I'm asking you to do, walk out the mess so you can be blessed. When it look like everybody going to be hungry, you can be eating. But like everybody else can't get no gas, and God said he got a pen. Because once you see that far off, you think it's so far off from us, keep it living. It's going to come right on you, right in your own country. It showed you when it went up there to the Capitol. It's in the making. Don't be deceived. It's in the making. It's in the making. Do you think we in it better than anyone else? So we going to say things? No, we're not. Suffer along with the guilty. But the difference it is, we going to know who our God is. We don't know who he is. Lies spread like a wildfire. Because we in them days. You can't entertain this lies and this and that. And when you're really, really born again for the Lord and you're really working for God, then you don't let in and everything come in your ear and mislead you because they got a title by their name. Everybody can go get a title, but you can't let that. I can go to school and I can get me a title. But if I mislead you and misguide you in the ways of righteousness, then God said, woe be unto me. Something happened to you, your blood gonna be required at my hand. Uh-huh. A lot of people got titles that God didn't give them. Yeah, I said it. And I won't take it back. So we'll clean up. We'll clean up what we messed up. And we'll start our life all over again. We'll clean it up. And we'll be ready to help you clean yours up. When somebody gets truly saved, I'm talking about truly saved. I'm not talking about no Baptist church, Presbyterian church, Holiness church, Protestant church, Pentecostal church. I'm talking about when you truly get saved. And you in anything that you ought not to be in. When God puts your heart, thing you're going to tell those people. I know what I'm talking about. I'm sorry, I got to get out of this here. The Lord requires me not to live like this. I can't live like this no longer. Well, it's the Lord. He understands we human, and he understands we got needs. He understands this. And no, I do too, because he told me. He told me to lay aside that weight and sin. He told me to give that up. He told me to walk away from that. He told me after the Holy Ghost comes, I receive power. And then I can resist this temptation that before me. Man, you temptation to me. Oh, but I tell you one thing, I got strength now. Hey, oh, my help has come. Oh, I got somebody on the inside of me. Now I can resist you. I can resist you. Why? Because flesh was beginning flesh. But now I'm taking on Christ. And I have put him on. And now I understand my value. And now I understand my calling. And now I understand his love towards me. Now I understand he didn't wipe me off the face of the earth when he could have done so. But I understand his mercy now. I understand his grace now. And I dare not take it for granted that God did such a thing for me. Because I sinned much. Therefore he forgave me much. Now I'm walking away from you. I want you to know I do love you now. I need you to understand I love you. I honestly love you. And my flesh was yearning for you so bad. But now I got somebody to fight me. I got somebody to help me in this battle. You were my temptation. But now I can resist you. Now I can do it. I'm able to resist you. Because now I got him in me. Greater he that's in me than you in the world. Well, I love you, baby, but we got to do it right. I can't live no longer like this. I mean, I tell any of us, you better seek the Lord. And ask God, is this what you just got for me? Because I'm going to tell you, if I grab onto it my own self, if I grab onto it myself, oh, you may be grabbing onto hell. You better ask God, is this what you got for me? Because the Bible says a man is fine as a wife. Not that the woman fine as a man. Not that the wife fine as a husband. But the man that's fine as a wife fine as a good thing. Because you should be here. Pastor, you're number four, Pastor. You're number Jesus Christ, my Lord. You ought to be healed. You should be healed. And he ought to be out searching for you and not you searching for him. Uh-huh. Ask me how I know. I can tell you this because I will live this. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't know how many years, 30-some years, but I was found. Now, I walked in my ways before I got down right, did the nitty-gritty and got it right with God. And I ain't telling you what somebody told me, gave me to resist. Ah, that thing they used were hard for me to resist. He gave me a resisting power. I said, take this away from me. I don't take it. I gave you. It's up to you. You got the power to resist it. You can resist temptation. You got the power. Activate the power. Not just let this thing be done in words. They're only but indeed. Indeed. Don't love me with your mouth. And your heart be far from it. It's a requirement, goes along with having a minister by your name. It's a requirement, goes along having a doctor by your name. A requirement goes along with having bishops. It's a requirement, goes along with being an apostle, prophet, evangelist, and teacher. It's a requirement, goes along with being an usher, a singing in the choir, being on the praise team. It's a requirement, goes along with being on the prayer team. It's a requirement. It's a requirement. Mm-hmm. Requirement. Now, in and everything go, no, no, you may just start it out with it. But then as you begin to grow more and you begin to hear the word, you're being taught the word of God, then something in you should prick. The word of God should prick our heart. Because in God, there's no darkness but light. I'm here to tell you. Tell my own self. Tell you nothing I don't tell me. Time to get it right, saints. Because I'm telling you, whether you read or not, you know whenever you used to pray hide and go seek, where would it read, hide and go seek. You remember we used to pray that? Uh-huh. Keep praying. Hide and go seek. Hide and go seek. It's almost over. Because God knows where we're located. Yeah, God merciful to us. And we fall into the devil's temptation. Now, he is. But when you fall in it, do you continue in it? No. No, 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 no. God forbid. So do I. And he said, let the strong bear the infirmity of the weak. Then he said, also, you also got to bear your own stuff. We bear with ye one another. We be long-suffering with one another. Bear ye one another burden. But when you grow, and you've been in the Word for 20-some years, or you, let's say you've been going to the house of God, or we've been going to the place of worship for all those years, and we don't heard the Word. Somewhere down the line, you don't heard it, I don't heard it. I've been on the sister, on the mother board, the deacon board, the usher, and the choir, the Sunday school teacher, Sunday school youth, pastor, youth, this and that. You tell me you don't own that red up, you ain't seen that in it. Love you, one another, even I love you. Repent and turn from your wicked ways. Seek me. Seek me while I may be found, while I'm even they blown out. He says, do it. You tell me you have not found, that he said, lay away, lay aside every weight in the sin, though he's a pursuer. And you tell me we have not seen the working of the flesh. The only thing you know is the working of your flesh and not the working of the Lord, the Spirit of the living God. We tell you what is of him or what is not of him. Then he says, you're doing things that are coming unto me. But I'm here, I want to strengthen you. I want to build you up. I want to pull you out. I want to settle you. I want to establish you. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Still God. Get mad with me, he's still God. The word don't change for you, neither for me. He's still God. He changed not. Now, thank and I praise God for this opportunity. I thank and I praise God for your patience. I praise God. Now, thank and I praise God for evangelist Bradley. I thank God for giving us this opportunity to come before you. I praise God for I love him, and I don't care who knows it. And I want to make it, but I want you to make it. I want us to make it together, because together, we're stronger together. But in a house about it, it can't stand. We got to get our house in order. We got to get it in order. Tell what nobody else say, you got to get your own house in order. I cannot come to your house and get it in order. Got to get my own in order. A man left here, like I was saying earlier, he had all the qualifications of a bishop and never claimed one time. All he did was live the life. And when he preached, he didn't preach long. He didn't teach long. He said what he had to say and was through with it. He was a very quiet spirit, long. And I'm telling you, he had all the qualifications. Take your qualification list tonight and see how we qualify. Make sure you got all your armors and stuff on. Check it and see, do we have all the armors on? God bless you. God bless you. The host, Minister Bradley. Bless God for the co-host tonight. He thanks his bond. Thanking and I praise God for each of you all for in here. Now, if there be anyone that desires Christ tonight, or if there be anyone need to be strengthened tonight in your faith, if there be anyone want to close the walk with the Lord, if there be anyone not quite sure that you got what you know, that's what you think you got, if there be anyone lacking in any area that you know you need strengthened in it, if there be anyone tonight, for whatever your reason may be, you're welcome to come. You're so welcome to come. And we can be strengthened together. We can be built up together. We can be motivated together. We can be healed together. And we can be delivered together. And we can be blessed together. You can come. You're over the world, all over the world, burning down. Have a low chair. Just don't know what to do. Let God comfort your heart tonight. God give it, God take it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let the Lord's word be a comfort to your heart tonight. He's still God. Where is he, God? Why he allowed these things to happen? God gave man a will to do good or to do evil. Man choose to do evil. God don't choose it. Man choose to do wrong. God didn't choose it. Well, he can stop it. Yes, he can. But just like when he told Moses, go down and tell Pharaoh, let my people go. He know Pharaoh wasn't going to do it. Why? He had hardened Pharaoh's heart. That God had to show mankind he's God. And he had to show Pharaoh he was God. And so when the Pharaoh gave that decree, all the firstborn males would die. Not thinking that he had one. He had one. See, God don't change not, saints. People say, God don't change. When we think we know everything, we got it all together, we trying to hurt others. We have caused your own to get hurt, your own to go in hunger and thirst and die because of your evil, because of your evil works and your greed. Set the locust. You cut off your own arm, legs, and your feet, and your ears, and your brain just because. You want to show yourself a strength, a mighty man. But it takes a mighty man to say, I was wrong, I'm sorry, forgive me. It takes a mighty man to realize I started something I should never done it. And now I got to walk it back. I only pray and hope that I could get forgiveness in this world and the world to come. That's strength. Anybody can pick up a gun and shoot people. They doing it every day. Anybody could go find some armored utility or heavy armed stuff. They're doing it every day. But it takes a strong and mighty man to wait for a mess to start. Because, see, this blood going to be on your hands. Hey! You got to give an account. Got to answer to a living God. Mm-hmm. Got the answer.
That B one? I'm still waiting. I'm talking because I'm waiting. Anybody on the line? There's no one need prayer tonight. Everybody's good, strong. Everybody saved. Everybody healed. Everybody mind all right. That's a blessing. And if I'm not the one that you desire for to pray over, we got to manage to go. See, I understand people. See, I don't need to react like we don't know that. Sometimes people prefer someone else to pray for them. But if you're in trouble, I don't care who prays for me.
Praise the
Lord. God bless you.
Yes, this is Sister Mayor. I'd like to ask prayer for more strength, increased faith, and a closer walk with the Lord.
More faith, increased strength, and a closer walk with God.
Thank you.
Thank you. Increase. Anyone else? Anyone else? If that be all, now ask anyone desires prayer, and whatever your needs are, we can come because God can take care of you. Need salvation, you can come up. You need strength, Sister Mary came, and she made her request made known. I want more faith. I want my strength to be increased, and I want a closer walk with God. Now, if there be any that desire anything from God, you're welcome to come. And we walking in a way that seems right, but at the end thereof, it will lead us to destruction and death. You can come. Any of us can come. And there ain't no time for us to be embarrassed, y'all, because our souls is at stake. Our souls at stake. There's no time to be embarrassed. Because we tell you what, all of us going through something. This is no, because there's not a person on this line that you got it so together that you can say, no. Because each and every last one are struggling with something.
Yes.
All are struggling with something. And whosoever will, let him come. Or let she come or he come. Let them come. You got when you want to come together? Come on. That's why we go together and ask them, I need y'all to pray for me in this area. Prayer is necessary. That's a qualification God wants us to have. Prayer. Willingness to pray. Means you're always praying, not faint. Anyone else? I'm talking, just waiting. Time is passing. Time is getting late now. I know some of us have to go to work in the morning. Some of us don't have to go. But I'm waiting just to see. And if not, to you all, God be with the rest of you. Anyone else? Now, Father God, as we come before the throne of grace tonight, we come with thanksgiving in our heart. We praise you. We magnify you. We glorify your name for your word, God. We thank you. We praise you, Father, for you being who you are. We thank you, Lord God, that you changed not. You the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And, Lord God, as we approach the throne of grace tonight, come, Lord, touching and agreeing on the behalf of our sister Mary. We come, Lord God, lifting her up to you, Father, in the name of Jesus, because you're the author, hey, and you're the very finish of our faith, Father, in the name of Jesus. We come. We come, God, that you may increase her faith in you, God, in the name of Jesus. And, God, will you increase her faith in you, God, that you will give her strength in the area where she knows she will. And you will build her up, Father, where she knows she's been torn down, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And God, that a closer walk with you, God, would make it all right. In the name of Jesus. So, God, we ask for you on this night, not just a more faith, but it's a gift of faith, a gift of faith, a gift of faith to trust you and believe you no matter what come or what goes, to trust you, God, no matter what. And say, God, if you don't do it, I know you can. In the name of Jesus, and Father, you declare by your word
Lord God. The joy, your joy is our strength. Your joy is our strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And we all need strength somewhere in our lives. I'm asking you to strengthen each and every last one of us, God. It's nothing but talking too much. It's nothing, God, that when we should sit and just be quiet and hear you. I'm asking you to strengthen us, God, in the areas that where we'll take the time to consider other more than we do ourselves. Strengthen us in the areas, God, where we are weak at. And build us all up where we've been torn down. And, Father, we'll ask that you give us all a closer walk with you. Daily, a daily walk. A daily, God, laying aside the weights and the sin that you so easily beset us. That we may run this race that before us with patience, God, in the name of Jesus. And, oh, Heavenly Father, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus that you also strengthen her family. I'm asking you to cover her, God. Hide and protect her from the will of the enemy, Father. Her grandchildren. I'm asking your children, God, in the name of Jesus. Sometimes we may not have but one child, but we have many children. Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you to touch right now from the crown of her head to the very sole of her feet. I'm asking you to strengthen her hind leg. I'm asking you, God, in the name of Jesus, that you come and strengthen her within, God. In the name of Jesus, that you give her that enduring power, able her to walk away from things that will hinder her from walking closer with you, God. In the name of Jesus, or send your anointing that destroy every yoke over her life and every hindrance, God. In the name of Jesus, do it for her. Cover now with the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Hide her even now behind his cross. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, keep your hands on the Lord. Keep your hands on him. In the name of Jesus, and we give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise. And all those that did not come but should have came, we ask you, God, meet their every need. In the name of Jesus, and I ask you to meet Minister Bradley. Me, ask you to guide and lead and direct her in the path you will her to go. Asking God that you give her space to travel wherever she may be. Evangelist Bond, likewise, continue, God, to work with her. Continue to move with her, God. Continue to keep your hands up on her. Continue, God, to cause the ministry to flourish within us, God, in the name of Jesus. Continue to move among her family, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, oh, Father, wherever we may go, let men be able to behold you. Let men be able to see your good work, that your name can be glorified, Father, in the name of Jesus. Every man and woman that are called by your name, help us to repent and turn from our wickedness, our wicked ways, and seek thy faith in the name of Jesus. And we give you all the glory, give you all the honor and the praise, and ask you to be with Ukraine. Ask you, God, to be with the peoples all over the world. Be with those innocent Russians. Be with them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen, God. Build up. I ask you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. You see, you know, you knew this before it happened. But there's a people in the midst of this people. They're going to give your name glory, going to give your name praise, and going to live for you, Father, in the name of Jesus. I know you already, God, separating the wheat from the tares. In the name of Jesus, help us all, God. Help us all. And help us with a closer walk. Things haven't came Salvador yet. But make us ready for what is to come. Make us ready, God, in the name of Jesus. Move throughout the whole universe. And let none, God, let not thy make decisions off emotion. But cause him to seek you and ask for guidance. No matter what, ask for guidance and direction and what way he needs to go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, you're a mighty good leader. It don't take a whole lot. You want an army when you told them they had too many. You told them they had too many. You want them. You got them the victory. Say you got too many. Let some of them go. Because God, that you will get the victory. I don't know all the details. Only you know.
But I ask you to be with the people. In the name of Jesus. Cover us now, hide us, protect us from the will of the enemy. In your son Jesus' name we do pray. Thank you, Lord, and amen. God bless you. We thank you, Javon. I turn it back over to you in your hands. God bless you. God bless you, people of God from all over the world. God bless you. God be with you. In Jesus' name. Evangelist Bond.
Amen.
God bless you, my dear.
God bless you. Amen. God bless you. Amen, Minister. Brooker, praise God. Amen. Anointed, awesome word. Amen. Tonight, praise God. Amen. Amen. We told you, praise God. She tell it just like it is. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. No one has an excuse. Amen. Glory to God. She gave it. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. As the Lord had given it to her. Amen. It makes you wonder. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. To put on. Amen. Quit living any kind of way. Praise God. If you're going to live for Christ, live for him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And I just love the way she teaches. Amen. To let us know God is. Amen. Amen. He's an everlasting God. He's everything that we need. Glory to God. Amen. To know, praise God. In other words, she's telling us to get it right. Do it like the words say. Get it right. Hallelujah. Amen. Get it right. Hallelujah. Ain't no halfway stepping here. Praise God. Either you're in it or you're not. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. She let it go from the pulpit to the front door. Amen. She touched every area. Glory to God. Amen. To know. Praise God. Amen. We just got to get it right. Be saved. Be all we can be. Praise God in Christ. Amen. And one thing she let us know, God don't change. Amen. God don't change. Glory to God. Amen. They little things, amen, that people are doing. Praise God. Amen. Peeping and hiding. Amen. You can't get away because God sees us. Amen. But she let us know repentance is the way. Repentance is the way. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. Get it right. Slip up. Get up. Lord, forgive me. Glory to God. Amen. I praise God tonight. Praise God. And we know that you have been touched. Praise God. Amen. I was touched. Blessed tonight. Praise God. Amen. Even though, praise God. Amen. As she said, those that didn't come for prayer, we hope and pray. Praise God. Amen. That this word continue to flow in your heart and your mind to make you think to know. Praise God. Amen. There is no other way. Jesus is the only way. There is no escape. Amen. The only way you escape this, you escape hell. Praise God. You were, amen. You were not born. Glory to God. That's your only way. Amen. Heaven or hell. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. So it's time. It's high time. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. As I say, praise God. Do away with your title. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. The period in your name. The glory to God. Who you are. Amen. It doesn't matter. Glory to God. It doesn't matter these times. Amen. I'm just plain old Jane. Call me Daddy. Amen. Call me girl. Amen. I know my name. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. If Jesus called and said, come here, girl, you better believe I'm going. Glory to God. Amen. You called my name. I'm going. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah, girl. Amen. Sis. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter. Amen. It's time now. Praise God. As she said the word, get right. Get right with God. Praise God. He got all power. Amen. He can stop the Ukraine. He can stop all of this. Amen. In his own time. Glory to God. It's up to us. Amen. To get ourselves together. Glory to God. Amen. So I praise God. Amen. Tonight for the word. Amen. Glory to God. Minister Holly, thank you very, very much. Amen. For the word to God. Amen. Much needed as an end time word. Glory to God. Amen. Nothing new is under the sun. The word is not new. Glory to God. Amen. Same word. Same Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. So we praise God tonight. Amen. For the word that has gone forth. Thank God, amen, for the vessel. Amen, glory to God, that God uses. Praise God, amen, tonight, amen, to bring forth the word, praise God, amen, tonight, amen. So I want you to know, praise God, amen, if you, amen, can get a copy, amen, of the service on tonight, amen, I want you to know, praise God, you are more welcome, praise God, amen. I want you to have a copy of the word tonight, praise God, amen. We need the word. Glory to God, amen. Because so much stuff is going on. You're hearing so many things. Hallelujah, amen. Glory to God. A lot of false teaching, praise God, amen. But this word is true. This is a divine word from God. Hallelujah, amen. But I want you to know, praise God, amen. We can give you numbers, praise God, where you can get a copy, amen, of the service on tonight. Amen, Minister Holly. Praising God, amen. Glory to God, amen. That has spoken. Glory to God, amen, the word on tonight, amen, glory to God, amen. If you have your pencil and pad, your pad ready, we have it ready for you, amen. The number is 912-257-3918. Again, 912-257-3918, amen, or another number you can try just in case you can't get through that one. Amen. It's 678-608-7234. Again, 678-608-7234. Blog Talk. Praise God. Amen. I want you to know you can also get a copy. Amen. Even on Facebook Live. Glory to God. You can also go there. Amen. Glory to God. And listen for the service on tonight. Amen. Any service. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Just call the number. Amen. And they will be gladly to assist you. Praise God. To make sure that you get a copy of the service. Amen. On tonight. Amen. And other nights. Praise God. Amen. So just go on Facebook Live. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Or just dial in the number. Amen. And enjoy Jesus with us. Glory to God. I mean, you can't go wrong. Can't go wrong with the word of God. Amen. Again, I want to say we thank you. We thank you. Amen. Get your copy tonight. Get your copy. Much was said. Amen. And we're going to need it. Glory to God. Amen. But you know what? It's coming up again. Glory to God. You may not need it now, but it's coming back again to where you're going to remember. Amen. Glory to God. That word, I heard somebody say something about the word. Glory to God. Amen. And it was Minister Ollie. Hallelujah. Amen. So we praise God for you, you, and yes, you. Hallelujah. Amen. Why? Amen. The word is so, amen, so strong. Why? Why we say what we say? Amen. By the moving of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Because we don't want nobody to be lost. We don't want nobody to have an excuse, amen, to say, amen, I shoulda, I coulda, I woulda, amen, but why not do it? Glory to God. Amen. Amen. I know, praise God, amen. Before I got saved, praise God, I'm like, I wished I would have got saved long, long time ago. Mm-hmm. Amen. Glory to God. People pushing. Amen. Calling me. Amen. I'm ducking and diving. Won't answer the phone. Won't get the knock at the door. Ducking behind cars. And amen. Ducking behind buildings. Amen. Glory to God. But why? Because I didn't want to hear the word. Oh, my God. I wished I would have just went on ahead, amen, and been obedient to the word of God, amen, and answered them. Praise God. All they wanted to do was just offer me Christ. Hallelujah, amen.
Glory.
Now, time out. Now, amen, we come to let you know. Quit ducking. Quit hiding. Glory to God, amen. Take the word. Amen. Eat the word. Amen. Let Christ be your Savior. Glory to God. Amen. You're going to wish you had a hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. But I praise God to know, amen, hallelujah, that God had a set time for me. Praise God. Amen. To be saved. Amen. Amen. And get my life together. Amen. So now I don't peep and hide. Hallelujah. I'm straightforward walking. Amen. Don't have to lie no more. Praise God. Amen. Clean cut. Walking clean. Hallelujah. Amen. Is it easy sometimes? No, it's not. Amen. But I tell you what. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I don't have to lie. Don't have to peep it high. Can go home, straight home. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Having a clean life is just a good thing to do. You ain't got to worry about lying no more. You ain't got to worry about, amen, is everything going to be cream and ice cream? No, it's not, but it's worth it. It's worth it. Amen. It is worth it. Amen. So we praise God tonight. Amen. The word tonight, amen, just uplift my spirit. Glory to God. Amen. Tonight, amen, I wanted to pass it on to my children. My home can be saved. Amen. My neighbors, my enemies, glory to God, all of them. Praising God, amen. That's my prayer, that they hear the word of God tonight. So again, I want to say we thank you, glory to God, tonight for joining us, amen, on the Prayer News Network, amen. Our Father, our God, we pray tonight, amen, for the speaker tonight, oh God, tonight, that you could give her strength, Lord, that you will pour back in her what she has given out to your people. Hallelujah, oh God, to bless her. Bless her going out, bless her coming in. In the name of Jesus, oh God, as she continue, oh God, Lord, to spread the word of God, spread the good news in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you. We praise you tonight, oh God, for all that you have done. And we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Glory to God. Again, I want to say we thank you for joining us on the Prayer News Network. Praise God. Amen. And to our host, visionary founder, amen, evangelist Annette Bradley, we praise you tonight, God. Amen. Ask you to keep her, praise God, in your prayers. Hallelujah. Amen. She's doing a great work. Amen. And we don't want her to come down. Stay on the wall in the name of Jesus. Amen. But come back on tomorrow night, same place, same time, amen, at 9 p.m. Glory to God. Let's come lifting up the name of Jesus. Let's come glorifying the Lord. Amen. For the scripture said, oh, magnify the Lord with me. Amen. Let us exalt his name together. Glory to God. Amen. So we praise the Lord for you, you, and yes, you. We love you. Amen. Glory to God. Lord, we ask you to bring us back, oh God. Dismiss us from this place, but not from your presence, oh God. Bring us back all at the appointed time. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Please get a copy, amen, of the service on tonight. Amen. And Lord's willing, be so good and so kind. We'll see you tomorrow night, same place, same time. Tell somebody about the Prayer News Network. God bless you and good night.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.